Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome everyone to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for listening. This and every week to Let's Talk About It, either by podcast or on the radio. We're broadcast on several different stations, and glad that you're able to tune in, and glad that you keep tuning in if that's who you are. First time aboard, welcome aboard. We have a podcast that's up at kxoradio.com. You can catch that podcast typically about the week after the show is broadcast, and at that point you can choose to send and share with whomever you want to all the information that's contained within the show. We get together every week and we put together the best of what we can in terms of supporting the mental health wellness of Imperial Valley, of our friends and neighbors, and of course of ourselves.
Yes, and of course the whole purpose of this show is to inform the community about our services at Behavior Health and also about to reduce that stigma. You know, it's 2016 and there's still stigma regarding mental health. And one of the programs that we have today is actually working towards reducing that stigma is our prevention and early intervention program that we have today.
And our guest today is Christine Garcia. She's a psychiatric social worker, which means she has a master's of social work. And she's been working for behavioral health for how long, Christine?
Well, I've been working for behavioral health for 7 years, and two of those years as a clinician in our children and adolescents. Yes. Department.
Yeah, so and it's good. Yay! Working towards your hours also.
I am an intern and working towards my supervised clinical hours and going to be planning to take those state exams. But I really enjoy working in the community and getting outside of that mm-hmm. community, and that's something that's really different about our prevention early intervention mm-hmm. program.
And just to give you like a little background regarding our prevention early intervention, or better known as PEI, but since Scott doesn't like these acronyms and it's prevention and early intervention, this was brought about through our Mental Health Services Act. That was a voter-approved ballot in 2006, and we got funding, and we started the program in 2009. We went out. It's not a... the way we came about with the programs under Mental Health Services Act, it's not we decided, hey, as an administration, we're going to make up these programs. No, what we did is that we went out in the community, we did forums, we got surveys, and based on that feedback, you know, the community members said, you know, we want you to work with children and youth that have been exposed to a traumatic event or exposure. So then that's how we came about with the PEI program. Under the PEI program, there's two of them. It's the prevention, which is a prevention, and the early intervention. And Christine is going to talk about the early intervention and some prevention that she does also.
Okay. Well, as I mentioned earlier, is I get to go out into the community, and I think one of the differing factors of our prevention program is we have clinicians that go out into the community. We get referrals, and we can do actual intake assessments like they do at our children's clinic, and we talk to the parent or the caregiver of that child or teenager and the child, and we assess for any trauma or any other mental health diagnosis. And basically, the kids that do not have a mental health diagnosis would be screened out normally out of our outpatient clinic, can receive services through our prevention early intervention unit. And those services, we use a model called trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. And some of the first sessions of that are modules that teach skills such as coping, their psychoeducation, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But it teaches the kids how to cope with being exposed to a trauma. And a trauma might be their parents divorcing. It might be a loved one lost by death or illness. We've worked with
a pet. Loss of a pet.
Sure. We have kids who have been in car accidents or have seen some horrific accident. Any kind of exposure. These kids may be handling themselves pretty okay at home. They're not having problems with their grades at school. But nonetheless, they've been exposed to some kind of traumatic event. And what we've found is earlier the intervention and processing that trauma can prevent later on that child growing up and needing services throughout Outpatient Clinic.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.